The school-to-prison pipeline was the focus of this month's Democratic breakfast. Dr. Rick Turner, former president of the local NAACP for the past 12 years, was one of the panelists invited to speak on the subject. His career has revolved around education and racial justice in the school system, including higher education. But he realized it starts at a much earlier age.
It really didn't dawn on me till last night that I better start talking about preschool. And I was surprised to find out that preschool children are 3 times more likely to get suspended than K through 12th grade combined. What is it that teachers are not aware of? When we pay attention to negative behavior in children, that's what we get. And when we pay attention to positive behavior in children, we get that too.
And children of color are much more likely to be suspended.
African Americans are only 19% of the preschool enrollment, but comprise more than 50% of all suspensions. Children who are suspended are 10 times more likely to 1, drop out, 2, have low achievement, 3, enter the juvenile justice system, and 4, are suspended again and again.
Repetitive suspensions mean that the students increasingly miss out on learning. Becca Saxon is a local representative for the Virginia Education Association, and she has worked in public schools for many years.
I was a special ed teacher, but I didn't have the autonomy to actually do what was in their best interest. But it really was because of how the system was not working, how we were failing young black males. I mean, my caseload every year was 90% African-American males, but most of them should not have been in my class. Their needs should have been met elsewhere.
She says teachers don't have enough training, freedom, and resources to address their students' needs.
And when your needs are consistently not met in the major way in school, which is your academic needs, you learn that you can't trust the adults around you to meet any of your needs, and you shut down, and you don't end up learning the material, and you get that reinforced year after year because the teachers are tied to this curriculum, and then they're left with kids who are frustrated and acting out, and teachers end up sending them out of the classroom because they don't know what else to do.
This has been a trend since zero tolerance policies, which were massively put in place following the Columbine High School shooting of 1999. A study published this year by two researchers from the University of Kansas and Michigan State University argues that it disproportionately affects students of color, and in particular black girls. They show that in the year of 2011-2012, black girls in middle school were suspended 6 times as often as white girls. Zero tolerance policies also result in sending students to juvenile court, says Joe Sakis. He is the executive director of the nonpartisan Organization for Social Justice, Virginia Organizing, working on bringing parents and school staff together to break this trend.
Our chapter in Fredericksburg was meeting with parents in Stafford County, and a report came out that Virginia was sending more students to law enforcement than any state in the country. And there are more students of color as part of that that were getting sent to law enforcement.
According to the Education Week Research Center, in Virginia, black students make up 39% of the enrollment in public schools with at least one arrest, but they make up 75% of school-based arrests.
Eventually, the superintendent and the sheriff signed a memorandum of agreement, and they said, we're going to treat students like students, we're going to deal with this within the confines of a school building as much as possible, unless it really merits going to see the juvenile judge. Suspensions dropped dramatically, made a huge difference.
For WMRA News, I am Marguerite Gallerini.